public relation firms. You can choose your issues, you can choose your type of campaign, but when you've got an issue itself which the public has to vote on, the public has the issue in its face, and sure, you can spend money to put your view out on it, but it's harder to really package an issue and sell it with money than it is to package a candidate and sell the candidate with money. Am I wrong about this, or am I correct? But it's easier to sell a candidate with money than it is to sell an issue with money, because the issue is right in the voter's face.
I think if I may respond to you, Ken Jacobus, what Mr. Brown said it has come to the point in California where it's a cottage industry, and they are professional at packaging the issue, and it's easy for them to do it once they have accomplished a professional expertise in doing that kind of thing. And if we consider the initiative, we're open to that problem coming here.
Yeah, that might be true. I think California is different because they have a lot more people, and there is the economics to support that type of cottage industry down there. And maybe that type of cottage industry is supportable because people are so unhappy with what's going on. Anyway, I'm wondering how serious, and I don't have an answer in my own mind about how serious that concern is for Alaska when you're trying to market public issues rather than candidates.
I would be concerned that it's a very serious matter. As Mr. Brown said, the time the initiative process was adopted in California in 1911 or whatever it was a device to get around the special interests that at that time apparently majority felt were operating in the legislature. And in fact, the matter has come 180 degrees around, and it's the initiative that's used by special interests.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm not sure that that's inappropriate, because special interests should have access to the political process if it's available, just like anybody else. But when I think back in my own memory as to some of the issues which we've had a lot of, which involved special interests, we've had a lot of public debate on it, and the people have, in my opinion, have been advised and voted appropriately one way or the other based on their beliefs when they went to the polls. The GCI battle was one example. Whether or not to sell the Anchorage telephone utility is another example. That the arguments on both sides of that issue were well aired, even though there were definite vested financial interests supporting one position or another, and there are probably others, but those are the only two that I can think of right now. I don't think you're going to sell it's going to be harder to sell issues to Alaskans with money than by spending money than it might be elsewhere. And that's my view. I'm not saying it's not a problem.
Right. I don't claim to have a special knowledge of it, but I would be very concerned about the possibility of big money being used to realize a specific proposition.
I'm concerned with that too. I'm not saying I'm not, but I want to make sure we don't cut the public out because we're trying to cut the big money private interests out. I think that's the end of the comments I have on this. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. And I wanted to let everybody know, I forgot to mention it earlier. Judy, will you make note? We will make copies of Speaker Brown's comments if anybody would like to take a copy of that. We can make copies of the tape. Any comments from any of the committee members before we close? Judge Stewart, do you have any closing comments?
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks everybody for being here, and we'll see you again in November.
You know, there's always one, this commission, the group of us, our task force, is only supposed to last until
April.
I think it ought to be extended to see what
we may need to do that.
What